Welcome to Fertility Friendly Food, the podcast. My name is Stephanie Vlahakis and I'm an expert certified fertility dietitian and nutritionist and founder of The Dietologist, a multiple award-winning virtual fertility and pregnancy nutrition clinic serving thousands from around the world and, of course, the host of this pod, Fertility Friendly Food. This podcast is dedicated to all things health and nutrition in the world of fertility, reproductive health, and pregnancy. Each week, I bring you practical snack-sized episodes to help improve your lifestyle on your trying-to-conceive journey, alongside guest expert interviews to help inspire you to learn and grow whilst you grow your family. Just quickly, are you currently trying to conceive or are you on a fertility journey? If so, you can feel like there are 101 things you could or should be doing when it comes to your preconception or fertility health. It's easy to get overwhelmed really quickly. This is exactly why we created our preconception lifestyle checklist. It's one page for you and one page for your partner, categorized into supplements, diet, lifestyle, and environmental factors, and we focus on the low-hanging fruit. These are simple but effective strategies known to help improve your health and well-being for fertility and also for a healthy pregnancy and a healthy baby too. Over 5,000 people have downloaded it already. Do you want your free copy too? Head to the link in the show notes now to swipe your free checklist. Okay, let's get into today's episode. Welcome back. I am back with a solo episode today. I hope you are loving the mix of expert interviews, our real life fertility stories, and the solo episodes here on the podcast. This week's episode is for those of you who have a partner who you are trying to conceive with and you are looking to get them involved in the trying to conceive preparations and the process. For all the solo hopeful parents, I see you. And we love supporting you. And I am looking forward to sharing some more stories and insights on pursuing solo parenthood by choice very soon on the podcast. But I understand that perhaps this episode is less relevant to you. Not a problem at all. Lots for you to listen to in the archives of the pod. Now, before we get into it today, let's get stuck into our community question. Don't forget, you can leave us a question anytime using the simple 30-second question form, which is always linked in the show notes for you, or you can send us a voice memo on Instagram at @the_dietologist. Today's question is, does intermittent fasting impact fertility and should it be avoided during egg freezing? This is a great and very popular question, and we have a pretty comprehensive blog post about intermittent fasting when trying to conceive and or pregnant. And the general consensus is we just don't have enough data about intermittent fasting in women and particularly in women in this life stage. So our general advice is not to. It also can make it more challenging to meet the nutritional needs that you need to be kind of striving for optimal egg freezing preparation, for example. So if you've lost a potential mealtime, for example, it can be quite challenging. It just depends on your goals and your history, particularly your ovulatory history. If you're somebody who doesn't ovulate on your own easily or you're prone to having irregular periods, it's a definite no-no. In some cases, it might be okay, but I am not an advocate for it. And I would say I've never recommended a client trying to conceive or pregnant to intermittently fast, like of my own volition. It's always been something that they've wanted to do. So it really just depends on lots of factors. But the consensus is probably don't do it. And look, when you're freezing your eggs, you do get pretty hungry in the stim process, a little bit of emotional eating. Which I've shared a bit about in previous episodes on egg freezing. So it can mean something like intermittent fasting can be quite challenging. So I hope that answers your question for you and good luck with the egg freezing process. So on to today's episode, how to get your partner involved in TTC prep. Now, historically, fertility and conception and family planning responsibilities has primarily fallen into a female's domain or quote unquote responsibility. And this seems to start well before you're even trying for a baby. It really can start from who's responsible primarily for reliable birth control. But that's a separate topic for a different day. But something I commonly hear from my female clients who have male partners, and I totally appreciate families come in all different forms outside of this heteronormative structure, and we love supporting our same-sex couples here at The Dietologist, solo mums, solo parents, those using gestational surrogates, all shapes and families, all shapes and sizes of families, but this is a really common one, which is how can I get my male partner on board with making some changes in preparation for trying to conceive or in preparation for IVF or whatever, insert fertility intervention here. Now, this is especially the case when perhaps your male partner has been told everything with your sperm is fine by a doctor, which kind of feels like there's an absolution of a sense of responsibility to improve or to refine or to make changes. And so this is what's really inspired me to create this episode. And I wanted to preface this with your partner is 100% responsible for their own health and well-being. You can play a supportive role if you wish, but it's not your job to convince them to change, because at the end of the day, the only way someone truly makes a change is when it comes from their own desire, their own goals, their own values to do so. So I don't want to propagate this idea that this is also quote unquote your job to not only work on your own health, but to convince your partner to do so as well. And I also want to say that there are situations where I've certainly seen a bit of a gender role reversal, if you will, where I have men listening to this podcast and they're the ones out researching and learning things, and they're involving their female partner more, who perhaps hasn't explored this avenue before. So it does happen, just probably not as frequently, because the analytics of my social media and podcast don't lie. Over 90% of you identify as female. So I know many, many females listen to this podcast. I'm speaking to you. However, what I can say is I work with a lot of couples, and as a dietitian who has navigated many of these conversations with varying degrees of success, plus my own personal relationships, I wanted to share some of my thoughts with you. So here are my 8 key tips or ideas to help support your partner in making positive changes for fertility and conception health. The first one is to get on the same page about your goals of growing your family. At the end of the day, creating a family when you're in a partnership is a joint decision. And whilst there is rarely a time where both partners feel the perfect amount of ready in all aspects of your life to start or grow your family, it's pretty common for there to be a small amount of a mismatch. But once you've settled on the goals of the coming months or years to grow your family, that should help with the alignment to start to think about positive changes and learning more about preparing for parenthood together. When you have a severe misalignment in this, that is when it's going to feel much more like an uphill battle to get on the same page then about making lifestyle changes, for example. My next tip is learn together about preconception and fertility health. Parenting in a partnership is a team sport. The burden of learning about fertility and preconception health should not fall solely onto one person. Carve out some time to learn together about the importance of preconception health beyond just fertility. Learn a little bit about the biology of eggs and sperm and pregnancy and how diet and lifestyle can influence these and your child's future long-term health risks of conditions like asthma, diabetes, heart disease, and more. Look, my recommendation is for this information to come from an expert third party, like a doctor, healthcare professional, or reputable education source, like a podcast or course, rather than from you. Just trust me, your partner absolutely probably trust you with their life. But when it comes to relaying information like this, if you've gone away, learnt it, and then coming back to share with them, I find it almost always doesn't have the same effect as it just coming from the horse's mouth. It just really minimizes any kind of resistance in the experience or anything like that. So look, just from my personal and professional experience, that is my tip. So here are some ways that you can learn together. So you can listen to a podcast together. May I recommend this very podcast? The episodes back in season one, like Preconception Nutrition 101, Healthy Eggs, Healthy Sperm, they're great short, sharp listens that you can listen together on a car ride. Take a masterclass together. Something that's just an hour, like our Get Your Body Baby Ready masterclass, which is available to watch on demand anytime, which details the benefits of preparing for pregnancy irrespective of your fertility status and the benefits of doing so, plus some key starting points from a diet and lifestyle and also medical perspective. Sit down and review a checklist together, like our preconception lifestyle checklist. That is always linked in the show notes for you. There's a page for you and your partner, and plan how you can implement some of these changes together. Or take the very next step and book in a couples consultation with us with our Fertility Nutrition Intensive, and let us identify the areas of improvement and practical next steps based on your current lifestyle and unique situation. My next tip is to connect and reflect on other goals that you may be able to join up with this longer-term vision of growing your family. Talk about what you're learning together and connect these to your goals of growing a healthy family and why this is important to you. You can also connect these up to more shorter-term personal goals that don't necessarily directly relate to becoming a parent, but may have a nice positive quote-unquote side effect on the fertility story. For example, your partner may want to start exercising some more or would like to reduce how many takeaways they're eating, say for the budget or their waistline or whatever it might be. Those things will certainly benefit their general health and well-being, but also their fertility health too. That can be a really powerful strategy to bring those goals more into the here and now, rather than some kind of distant potential, one day it might help my sperm kind of situation, for example, for those of you with male partners. My next tip is to make it a team sport. Trying for a baby is a team sport. And even if you're solo, it's a team sport because you need people to help you. Share your cycle tracking app with your partner. Yep, most of them have a partner sharing feature. This can help take some of the pressure off being the one to bring up sex in the fertile window all the time, for example. Where possible, bring them along to appointments. If they're attending appointments, attend them if they wish. Approach your fertility health as a team. This will make a world of difference to how you feel about it more broadly, but also if things do get challenging, which is a common time where I hear it's because of my condition that we are having a hard time conceiving, that sense of blame and responsibility. But for those who approach it as a team from the beginning all the way through, that compassionate approach can really help support the health of the relationship and also the individual's mental health who is feeling a lot of that burden. Also, play it to your strengths. If one of you loves to read books and listen to podcasts and the other is better at health admin like booking appointments, then divide and conquer. My next tip is to target shared meals as a starting point. As a fertility dietitian, obviously, I like to talk about food and meals. If you're sharing dinners together, for example, most weeknights and say breakfast together on weekends, this can be a key target for making changes for the both of you. Involving both partners in shopping, planning the menu for the week is a helpful start, and keep in mind if your partner is the primary cook in your home, they ultimately have the most influence on the meals that you will be both eating. So getting them up to speed with how you both want to be nourishing your future bodies for bub from the get-go will be important here too. My next tip is to create routines together that provide sustainable accountability that doesn't involve any kind of, I hate this word, but I'll explain myself in a second, nagging. Routines are key. One of the biggest things I hear from clients with male partners who want to be actively involved in trying to conceive preparations is that they wish they could just take their supplements without the reminder from them. It can be tricky. However, creating a routine around this, leaving the supplement jars visible where possible, I know it kind of ruins the aesthetic you are going for in the kitchen, but practicality first, and even doing it together, taking your supplements together where possible, may be helpful. That way, in the long run, there is some inbuilt accountability with the routine rather than having to remind or nag. I hate the word nag. I'm really just using the language that I get from clients all the time in consultations. The other thing that you can do is to set an external type of reminder, like an alarm, for example. My next tip is to make it fun. For a more fun approach, you can make days or date nights around some of the goals that you're working on. Perhaps you can go to a cooking class together to build skills and expand your horizons, trading the usual Saturday evening at a local pub or restaurant where there might be less nutritious food choices and a bit too much alcohol, or swap out the Sunday afternoon session with a few too many beers and hot chips every week for a catch-up walk with your friends around a local national park, hiking location, or another kind of bushwalk that you've been hoping to do. Get your favorite people and furry friends together for a game of frisbee at the park, kick around a footy, and finding something you both enjoy can really turn it into a much more memorable and fun experience rather than a bit of a chore. And my last tip is to book a couples consult. And if you really want to take it up a notch, just like a couples massage or sauna experience, get yourself booked in for a couples fertility and preconception consultation. Couples walk away from our consults feeling much more on the same page together, with key conversations facilitated by us, education points conveyed to both in their preferred learning styles, and key shared meals and individual meals optimized. So that's, say, you eat dinners together, but perhaps breakfast or lunches are apart. We've accounted for all of that. Plus, you also get individual supplement plans. This is why couples love our 2-hour fertility nutrition intensive, where we can cover your needs individually and as a couple. You can book in today with our expert team of fertility dietitians and nutritionists here at The Dietologist. The link is in the show notes for you, and we cannot wait to see your faces on Zoom really soon. So to wrap up this episode, approaching parenthood as a united front is a discussion that often happens before or sometimes after baby arrives. But let's talk about having the same approach when it comes to preconception health. It's pretty typical for one partner to be naturally a little more curious about learning more in this space than the other. Let your partner in on the journey in a way that works for them. Maybe they're not going to spend their spare time listening to podcasts when you're not around, but hey, they may be keen to do so on that next road trip you have coming up. If you're feeling stuck and you feel like you may need a third party to help you out, then we would love to connect with you both and chat further. The link is in the show notes for the next steps to join us for a 2-hour fertility nutrition intensive consult available worldwide. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Don't forget to hit follow on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It makes such a difference to our little podcast to grow. And don't forget to share it with your partner. This episode is the one to share with your partner. So go ahead and hit that share button. Until next time, everyone. Bye. Just quickly, are you currently trying to conceive, or are you on a fertility journey? If so, you can feel like there are 101 things you could or should be doing when it comes to your preconception or fertility health. It's easy to get overwhelmed really quickly. This is exactly why we created our preconception lifestyle checklist. It's one page for you and one page for your partner, categorized into supplements, diet, lifestyle, and environmental factors, and we focus on the low-hanging fruit. These are simple but effective strategies known to help improve your health and well-being for fertility and also for a healthy pregnancy and a healthy baby too. Over 5,000 people have downloaded it already. Do you want your free copy too? Head to the link in the show notes now to swipe your free checklist. Fertility Friendly Food, the podcast, acknowledges the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognises the continuing connections to lands, waters and community. We pay our respects to First Nation cultures and to the elders past, present and emerging, and extend that respect to all First Nations people tuning in today. This podcast is recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.